Okay, we're up to the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. O Nisraf, Truma V'Nitmes, the Mishnah gives different examples of an Eruv that's inaccessible. It got burnt up, or it was Truma that became Tameh, it's not usable by anybody. Lamali, why do you need all these different cases? Tana Nisraf, Lahodiacha, Kochod, or Biosif. That even if it got burnt up, it's not here at all, Rashi says, Yafagav De'eno Ba'olam Lo Mitzvah. Still, it's what you call it, still okay. By Sufik, and Tana Truma V'Nitmeis Lo Diacha Kocho De Reb Meir, and the case of Truma that became Tamei, even though it's still here, Rashi says Afal Gav the Yeshna Ba'Olam, just that it's Tamei and it's not usable. Right, V'Yeshlomer Hamiden of Bevein Hashmoshes Al Cheskasa. Right, the Kodim Lechein Tahora Haisah. I might think that if there's a Sufik, there was a Chazaka Lechatchila that it was there and it was Tahor. And now is a suffix when it became Tamei. Afti lohachi lo amrin chazaka lekula. Still, Reb Meir holds that misafik it's awesome. Still, not a good eruv. So it tells the koach of Reb Meir that even though by truma the thing is still here and had a chazaka when Beit Hashmashas came about, it's still what's it called? Still not a good eruv. Where it says the sover of Meir sveika lechumra. Does Reb Meir hold that by these kinds of sveikos the rabbanan you go lechumra? For Hasnan, Tomei Shiorad Litbo. Tomei went down to be Tova. Sofik Toval, Sofik Lo Tova. And Sofik whether he was Tovel or not. Vafilu Toval, Sofik Toval Biarboim Sof, Sofik Lo Toval Biarboim Sof. And even if he was Tovel, the Sofik whether the mikveh had in it Arboim Sof or not, and it was a good Tvil or not. The Chain Shnei Mikvos, Vachas Yesh Barboim Sof, Vachas Ein Barboim Sof. The Tovel ba'achas mehem. Then he'll dare be'ez mehem Tovel. Or he for sure was Tovel in a mikveh, but he doesn't know if he was Tovel in the mikveh that had Arboim Sa'ar, or the mikveh that was less than Arboim Sa'ar. In other words, no tefillah. Sveiko Tomei. In all these cases, the Sufik is Tomei. Summary shown in Tosus learns that all these Sveikas go together, even though it's a Svek Sveika. Still, he's Tomei. And other Rishonim learn that each one's a separate thing. It's not all these Sveikas together, it's each one's a separate Sufik. So he's Sufik if he was Tovel or not. Sufik whether the Tvila helped or not is Sveiko Tomei. Vanedvar Mamurim Betuma Chamura. That's only by a Tuma Dioraisa. So it's a Sufik Dioraisa whether he became Tahor or not. Ava Betuma Kala, but in a Tuma that's only a Tuma Dorabonim. Kigon, Sheochel Ochlin Tmeim. Vishosa Mashkim Tmeim. One of the Yud Ches Dover. That if you eat Mashkim Tmeim or you drink Mashkim Tmeim, then you become Tomei. It's only a Tuma Dorabonim. Or a person who went into Mayim Sheuvim, Rosh Ovarubo, is also another, Tuma de Rabbanan. O Shinofla Rosh Ovarubo, Shlosha Lugim Mayim Sheuvim, or he had three Lugim of Mayim Sheuvim fall on top of his head. It was like a shower. All of these things, the Rabbanan were Gozer Tuma, there's no Tuma de Raisa Bechlal in these cases, but the Rabbanan were Gozer Tuma on a person. Of the Yored Litbol, and now he wants to become Tahar, and he, what's it called, he was Tovel. Sofik Toval, Sofik Lo Toval. Sofik whether he was Tovel or not. Vafilu Toval, Sofik Toval Barboim Sa, Sofik Lo Toval Barboim Sa. Even if he was for sure Tovel, the question only was there Arboim Sa or not Arboim Sa? The Chain Shnei Mikvos, Vachas Yesh Barboim Sa, Vachas Ein Barboim Sa. The Tovel Bachas Mehen Bein Yodea Bezem in Tovel Sveiko Tor. In that case, since the Tuma was only a Tuma de Rabbanan, and he's Sofik whether he was Tovel or not, he's Tohar Mi Sofik. Reb Yossi Metami. And Reb Yossi says that he's still Tomei even though it's only a Tuma de Rabbanan. So the Maisi, you see, Reb Meir holds that by a Sofik de Rabbanan, Sveiko Tor, that you go Lekula. So why an Stam Mishnah over here is Reb Meir? Reb Yossi is the one who argues. So how can in our Mishnah Reb Meir say that it's a Sufik, whether the Erev was good or not, it's only Din Rabbanan. That it's Sufik Lechumra, we should say Sveiko Lekula. Where it says, Kesov Reb Meir Tchumim Dioraisa Ninu. Reb Meir holds that Tchumim are Dioraisa. And therefore, it's a Sufik Dioraisa, and they have to go Lechumra, that the Erev's no Erev. And they point out from over here, the Ramban brings a Raya from here, that according to the Man Yomer who says Tchumim Dioraisa, Erev is also a Din D'Oraisa. Because how in the world could the Rabbanan come along and extend your Tchum stan if tumim or deraisa. If you're not allowed to walk outside 2,000 amos min haTorah, how could the rabbanon come along and say that if you put food down there, it extends your tum? The Torah said that your tum ends at 2,000 amos. How could the rabbanon lemai that the din of an eruv is also halacha l'moshe v'sinai, or something they learn out from psukim, or they learn stam from halacha l'moshe v'sinai, that an eruv helps min haTorah?
And the cholik Shlomo Melech into it.
What? Yeah. That no, he made eruvin, not eruv with tumim. Eruvin chetzerus is other eruvin too.
All the
and there are surely only the rabban.
All the kulis that we learn the gabei eruv. That's only there is a lot of kulis.
Right, according to Man Yomer, maybe that's a tumim is only the rabban. Okay, even if tumim is a raisa, it's only a lav. It's not a chiyuv kares or chiyuv misa. So it could be that because of that they're nekel also. But Pashas, because it's the Rabbana. Rashi. Bituma Chamura, Shinitma Bituma Hamitamasu Minatora. Tuma Chamura is Tuma that's Minatora. Kagomba Avatuma. Avatuma Kala, the Rabbana, he. The Ezu Tumas Divre Sofrim, the Tamos Adam. What Tumas, the Rabbana, are Matame Adam. Kagon, Ochel Chasi Pras Ochlin Tmeim. Person ate a half a pras of Tomei Ochlin, the Habor Rosh of Aruba, the Maim Shuvin, Yudches Dover, Hein Vitzias HaShabbos. All of these things, the Gemara explained in Shabbos, why the Rabbanim made these Gzeirus of Tum on a person, but they're purely Tumas the Rabbanim. Vafilu Tova, Yesh Lomar Bo Sofik, Kigon Sofik Tova, Be'ar Boim Sa, Shoye Mikva Lefaneinu, V'nim Tzachosu, V'ein Onu Yodin in V'shas Tvi, Lohay Yesholim, V'achar Kachisar Alok. We had a mikvah that we know had 40 saw in it to begin with, and now we measured it, and it's after he made it to the 11, it doesn't have 40 saw. So we're not sure, did it have the 40 saw when he went to the mikvah, and now it's chaser, or it was chaser before he went to the mikvah, and therefore the tefillah was no tefillah. The chain base mikvah, shana b'kiyim b'echad mehem, shaloha yubah mem saw, me'ola. Right, we have two mikvahs. We know one we know for sure never had arboim saw, and the tefillah in there wouldn't be good, and the other one we know for sure had arboim saw. We don't know which mikvah he went into. Sveiko Tor, who's Stam Mishnah Rameir. Stam Mishnah is Rameir, and here you see Rameir holds that Sofik the Rabbanan is Lakula. Rabbi Yossi Matami, Lakam Makshin, and Rabbi Yossi had Rabbi Yossi. Then Romalei asked that Rabbi Yossi is also Sosra himself. Here it's Mashpah Rabbi Yossi holds Sofik the Rabbanan Lakumra, and we see before that Rabbi Yossi holds Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula in our Mishnah. Tchumim Diraisa, Sveiko Diraisa Lakumra. Since Tchumim Diraisa, to Sofik Diraisa. The sovereign of Meir Tchumim Dereis, does Rav Meir then hold that Tchumim are Dereis? V'hatnan imein yachol havliyo, v'zu om Rav Dostoy binyane, mishum Rav Meir, shamati shemekadrim baharim. Okay, later on we'll have this sugya. But when you measure the Tchumim, you have to measure where the Tchum ends, where the 2,000 amas end. So when they measured the Tchumim, and they came to a hill, or a mountain, or whatever, they didn't measure the slope, because that would extend the measurement and make the tum shorter, because you can't walk straight, right? If you would walk straight through the mountain, you'd be able to go farther than if you count the 2,000 amas, including the slope, because it doesn't go farther, right? You're going to the north, it doesn't go more north, because it also goes up. So you lose quite a few amos, right, in because of the slope. So we'll see. Once Rashi explains what you do over here, let's see the Rashi taka. In Eino Yochel Avliyo, the Parakeitz of Ma'avrim. Later on, the Gemara says, Hayamodei Verotzel Asayim Tumei Ha'ir. You want to measure where the tum of the city ends. So you're measuring 2,000 amos from the ends of the city. The lasso shom simen, you want to make a simen, so everybody should know this is the end of the tchum of the city. Usnan ein molded nela bechevel shal nun ama. You only measure with a measuring stick, a measuring rope of 50 amas, not more, not less. The Gemara explains over there why dafka 50 amas. The igia legay or the gather meshupa, and you come to an incline, a hill, whatever. The yochol lahavliyo bechevel shal nun ama. So if the incline, the hill, is 50 amas or less, so you can measure the whole thing with one cord, one rope, mavlio. then you what's it called? Then that's you measure that regularly, and that's part of the tchum, and it shortens the tchum considerably because of the slope. The afapishi shipuo marbis haderech, imhoye molded shipuo mikan valioso leiver hasheni yesh bo kupo reish amos lo ichpasla hol misfaso vasfaso enyoso minun ama in eno yochel haplio bechevel shochamishim ama. So if you can, what's it called, measure the whole thing with 150 amma rope, then that's how you measure it. But if you can't, it's bigger than 50 amma, so you can't do it in one measurement. Then bezu amar abdosti bar yabiani mishurameir shemati shemakadrim baharim. Then you do kidur. What is kidur? Lomav liyo bechevel orach yosem minun. You don't bring a chevel longer than 50 ammas and measure this hill or whatever. Since it can't be measured all at once, so what you do is, in other words, what you have is basically a gully, okay? And if you could go from one side to the other, then you don't go down the slope and up, you just go right across. And therefore, if you'd have to walk, the way that you go is you don't cross this thing this way, you go down, you come up. But if you have one person sitting on one side, one the other side, and one can hold one end of the 50 amas, what's it called, rope, and the other end, one. So you only measure the expanse between them. And you save the amount of going up and down. Right? So if there's 40 amas between the two sides of this gully. So all you're going to have is 40 amas taken off the tomb. But if you had to measure it going down and up or whatever, then you would have maybe 100 amas. Till you get down, till you come up again, and measure it like that. So if you can go across with 50 amas or less, then that's what you do. And that's all you have to measure. What happens if you can't go across with 50 amas? The expanse is 60 amas. So you won't be able to take one rope and go from one end to the other end. So then, mekadrin. What's mekadrin? Lomav liyo bechevel orach yosem. You don't bring a rope bigger than 50 amas, and one person stand on one side, one on the other side, and you count it 60 amas. You don't do that. Tahasam da'asnani moldim el bechevel shom nonam. You never use a rope more than 50 amas. V'lo molded kol madrona kamoshehu bechevel shom chamishim v'karka chaloka. You also don't have to measure the entire slope, right, down and up. You don't go down and then come up and measure all of that as part of the tchum. The ikachum retvei, that's really takes away from the tchum. If you have to measure the slope down and the slope up. Elamodado bechavolim ktanim shel arba amos. What you do is, as you go down this slope, you measure it with small ropes of 4 amos. The olsim bo beis bnei adam, 2 people hold it. The beis rosh yachevel, 1 on each side of the rope. Hatachto nosin rosh hachevel keneged libo. The first one holds the chevel opposite his heart, and the other one va'elyon keneged maglos, and the other one by his feet. And what you basically have is instead of measuring the whole slope, you cut off some of it by measuring hypotenuse, I guess, of a triangle that intersects that slope. Okay? In other words, what you're doing is you're cutting off a lot of the slope by making it a more straight line, not along the ground, but above the ground. What you benefit is half of a, since a person is putting it by his heart, right, which is about half of his height, you're benefiting that extra half of the height that you don't have to measure. The Lashon Mekadrin Kamal Nokvin, it's as if you put a hole in the mountain and went straight through. The Masha Mida Sahar, Kilu Noko B'Mokom Maimed Ragli Ho'elyon. It's like it says a hole through the mountain in the place where the upper guy's feet are standing. The Nimtza Libo B'Mokom Sharaglav Om Dos Achshav. Shenosin Achevel Achshav Keneged Margalosav Havei Kilu Nosin Oso Keneged Libo B'Karka Chaloka Kederach Kol Amodvim. If you'd be going on straight terrain, so people would hold it each one equal. But since you're going on terrain that is going up, right, So you don't measure it on the ground and get the whole slope in, but you measure it from the feet of one, the heart of one to the feet of the other, and all you have to do is measure that small area, and every 4 hours you gain a half of the height of a person.
Okay.
Here's a picture. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is there. Okay, that's why you said. Okay, we'll wait till we get there. But in any case, the basic idea over here is when we get there, we'll go into detail of how it works with the measurements. But right now, the idea is that you're makel by a ravin to measure it in a way that you get more area, more length than less length. Okay, you're makel. Okay? So, the Isol Gadai, the Tumum Diraisa, and Reb Meir says that this kula you can use by a ravin tumim. To make the Eruv longer, right? Not to make it shorter. Right? If you hold it to the Tumma Doraisa, this 2,000 Amos is a Torah law. So why you make it? Mi Makadrin. The Omer of Nachman, Omer of Baravua, Ein Makadrin, Lo Ba'ori Mikla, the Lo Ba'egla Rufa. There are other cases where you have to measure, right? By Ori Mikla, if you have to measure the outlay of the city, right? 2,000 Amos is Migrash and whatever is the way how these cities have to be set out. And the same thing goes with Egla Rufa. You have to measure from the corpse of the person who was murdered to the nearest city. So there you measure Mamish, every inch. You don't have these kulas of measuring in a way that doesn't measure the actual terrain, but considers the terrain as if it would be straight. Or partially straight, or whatever. It's only a din when by tumim, but not by a din min haTorah. But if tumim and min haTorah, then what's the difference between tumim and the other ones? So how could Reb Meir hold that you're makel to measure tumim different than you measure things that you have to measure min haTorah? If Reb Meir holds a tumim is doraisa, lo kasha hadidei hadarabi and echanami. Reb Meir himself holds that tumim are doraisa. And Reb Meir, in the name of his Rebbe, held the Tumim are Durabonah. That's a pshat, that's a Rashi. The Zu Omer of Dostei Bar Reb Yani Mishum Reb Meir, Shemati Shemekadrim Behorim, Lomav Lio Bechevel Orof Yosem Minun. Okay, the Hossam, okay, we did this already. Yeah. Ein Mekadrim Begla Rufa, Kishabo Limdot Heorim, Shesvivo Secholo, Leida Ezehi Krova, Mikulam. Moldeid es haharim, the es hageos kamoshe. You measure the terrain as it is. You don't have any kulas of measuring it as if it would be something else. The afapisha hamadron marbes hamido marchi kesoir. Even though, if you have to measure the whole slope, right, it makes the city farther away. Still, you measure exactly as it is, since it's a Torah law. The chen betchum ori mikla, the kain belong to shem shoir koletes kak tchuma kolet. The tchum of Ori Mikla is also called, that's a dindoraisa. So you measure the tchum over there exactly as it is. To know where it ends, where if the rotseach gets within the tchum, he's safe. So where that tchum is, you measure exactly according to the terrain. Shamati, Rameir ka'amarle, v'shamati ikalameh, v'shamati ravosai, l'didei lo svarle. Right? That's what Reb Meir said, Shamati Shemakadrim. Shamati means my Rebbe held that, that Tumim you could be Makel. But I talk a whole Tumim is Doraisa. But my Rebbe held that Tumim is Dorabanan and Mameli is Makadrim. But since I hold Tumim is Doraisa, therefore you can't measure like that. You have to measure the actual terrain. Okay. Deka Nami, Diktani Bezu, Am Reb Dosti Barabioni, Shemishum Reb Meir, Shamati Shemakadrim Rehar. Shmami not. That Reb Meir said, I heard that Makadrin, but I'm not that I hold like that. I heard it from my Rebbeim that in this case you could be Makel because Tumim is only Durabana. But Lamaisa, I hold Tumim is Doraisa and I don't hold it as cool. The Rami Doraisa, Doraisa, the Reb Meir. Now we'll bring a case where Reb Meir, we're saying now that by Tumim, which are Doraisa, Reb Meir holds the Chumr. And therefore in the cases where Tumma Durabana, he holds the Kula. Now we'll see a case where Reb Meir holds the Oraisa also the Kula. Rami, the Oraisa, Reb Meir, the Snan, Noga be'echod be'layla. Person touched somebody at night, The Eni Odeim Chayim Meis. You don't know if the guy's alive or dead. He touched a body. He doesn't know if it was a dead body or a live body. Ulamacher Hishkim Motzem Meis. Next morning he woke up and he found the guy's dead. Shaila is, when he touched him at night, was he dead yet? So if he was dead, he's Tamei. If he's alive, he was Tar. Okay. Reb Meir Metayer V'Chacham Metam. Reb Meir says that the person who touched the body is Tar. Because we put the person, two things. There's a Cheskes Tara on the person who did the touching, and a Cheskes Chai on the guy who did the die. Right? He was alive at some point. He wasn't born dead. So he was alive at some point. He had a Cheskes Chai. We're not sure when that Chazaka ended. So you put him on a Cheskes Chai. We have the person who did the touching. He was Tar before he touched this guy. Now we don't know if he became Tamei or not. Put him on his Chazaka, Cheskes Tar. Okay. So Reb Meir is Matayr, and the Chachamim say it's Tamei. Shekol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyasa. Because all the tumors you go the way you found it. Right now, we found the guy dead. We assume he was dead before. Right? That's the Chazaka of now. Chazaka Dahashta. Now the guy's dead. We have to know when did he die. So we should assume that he died as early as possible. Right? He was dead from... Now we know he's dead, so we assume the status quo came before. So you see over here, that even though it's a din deraisa, we're talking about tumah deraisa, tumus meis. It's deraisa, it's not a takon derabanan. And still we say that, Reb Meir is matayr. That suffik deraisa lakula. The suffik tumas de lakula. So the Maisa, Reb Meir of our Mishnah, even if he holds Tumim Diraisa, he's the Shluga Lakula. And he should say the Erev is a good Erev. Reb Yirmiyah Mishnaseinu Shahoya Aleha Sheretz Kol Ben Hashmashas. It's talking where there was a Sheretz on the Erev, the whole Ben Hashmashas. See, where it says that's the case, there's no Suffolk. What was the Suffolk? If it happened before, Shabbos came in, or it happened after? If it happened after, it's a good Erev. It happened before, then when the Shabbos came in, the Erev was no Erev. So since it's a Suffolk, Reb Meir holds that it's no Erev, Reb Yossi holds it is an Erev. Okay? So there's no Suffolk over here. Right? We're saying that over here, it was no Suffolk at all. So if there's no Suffolk, what's the mission? Ihachi, Bahal Lema Reb Yossi, Suffolk Erev Kasher? There's no Suffolk at all. How can Reb Yossi hold it's Kasher? So some learn. So what was Taka the Gemara's happening? What was going on here? Gemara says that when it said it was all the whole Ben Hashmash, it means Rove of Ben Hashmash. That it most probably happened before Shabbos came in, but there was a small amount of time that the Sheretz wasn't there. But it's a not likely chance that it was kosher. That's why Reb Meir over there has kosher. So Gemara said that's the case. Reb Yossi, how would he hold his kosher? Such an unlikely suffix, right? Even Reb Yossi should hold. Nobody should hold its kosher. It's a very small chance that it was okay. Even Reb Yossi would hold it's no good. Okay? Others hold no, that really the Gemara meant to say that the suffix wasn't whether the Sheretz was there before, whether it became Tamei or not. The suffix is what the Gemara is going to explain now. And therefore, you're learning wrong. You're learning that the suffix was whether the thing became Tamei or not. Then in a chanami, Reb Meir would hold that it would be okay. Because put the thing on a chazaka, that it was, it was tahar when Shabbos came in. Because it was tahar to begin with. And there Reb Meir would hold, you put the thing on a cheskes tahara, and it's okay. Right? So what is the case then? What is the suffix? The suffix is not when it became tahmid. The suffix is a different suffix. Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amrei Tarvayu, Hacha B'Shtei Kitei Eidim Askina. It's talking about a special kind of suffix of Trey Utrey. Well, there wasn't a suffix in the Metzias of when it became Tamei. There was a suffix because two Eidim said it became Tamei before Shabbos came in, and two Eidim said it became Tamei only after Shabbos came in. It's a different kind of suffix. Not a suffix in the Metzias where you could put the thing on a chazak. Right? B'Shtei Kitei Eidim Askina. Achas Omeris Mo'od Yom Nitma, V'Achas Omeris Mishach Sheikha. Okay, and we'll see in 1 second why that's different. Over there, because there's two Eidim against two Eidim, there's no chazaka to put the thing on. It's not the, we'll see in 1 second why, but we'll see it tomorrow. Why, that in this specific case, there's no chazaka, and that's why Reb Meir, in the case of the Oraisa, regular Tumah, where there is a chazaka, holds Sveiko Tohar, But over here, since it's talking about a special case of Trey Utrey, here Rav Meir would hold the Sophic is Tamar. See Rashi. Noga be'echad ba'odem echad, Rav Meir mitayr, da omra ok me'aches kose. The esmo chayoy. Put the person on his chazaka. Yesterday he was alive. We're not sure when he died. So make it die, him die the latest possible time in order that the chazaka of the status quo of his living should extend as long as possible. Alma b'steka deraisa, the ika chazaka lekul, ozer of meir v'ozer chazaka. When there's a suffet deraisa, and there's a cheska chazaka that would tell you that it's okay, you go after the chazaka, and it's okay. U'masnisa nomi, nezel v'ozer chazaka. U'mikara ki anachosim torah. Same thing. This truma was tahar when he put it down. That's for sure. Shaila is, when did it become tameh? Did it become tameh before Shabbos came in or after? Put it on its chazaka that it was tahar when Shabbos came in, and make the change as late as possible. Kol ben hashmashas mitchilos ve'ad sofo devadi itmim ve'od yom. Mitchilos ben hashmashas merav Shabbos. Right? So it says, no, the sheretz already was on it, the whole ben hashmashas. So it was on it, the whole ben hashmashas, it was vadei tameh before Shabbos came in. You saw the sheretz there, l'chorv. Zemar says, v'hol leima, v'vadim v'od yom mitmi. So what kind of suffix is it? Like, would Yossi then say in a case where it's v'adei tamei, that it's a good eruv? Of course it's not a good eruv. Masnissim tani v'od yom, eni ruv v'eruv, divrei hakol. Right, if it would be, we know for sure that it was tamei, mi v'od yom, the eruv is no good to anybody. It's only because it was a suffix. And here, if the sheretz was on it, the whole ben hashmash is no suffix. Achas omeres b'od yom, u'b'ho pligi Rabbi Yossi, sover oki trey levahadi trey, v'oki truma chazok. Rabbi Yossi holds that the two sets of witnesses cancel each other out, and now you're left with a sothik, with the truma. So you put the truma on this chazok. Achazok kamaisa, that it was tar, v'chi ancha tohorahadi. When you put it there, it was tar. Not sure if it became tamei or not, so you put it on this chazok, that it was tar when you put it there. And mistam, it remained tar as long as possible. Rav Meir Sabar, Kima de Ika cast the Mathkele Michazake, the stake of the Raisa Loazlina Basar Chazaka. Right? So, over here, since there is a cast that says that it was Tame before Shabbos came, so that takes away the Chazaka. Right? The other cast says that it was Tar. So you have a Suffolk because of the two Kita. But you don't have a Chazaka anymore, because since one cast says it was Tame, that takes away the Chazaka. Right? The two Adim is a real suffix deraisa. Each one has power. So you don't know who to listen to. But according to the one that it was tamei, that at least takes away the chazaka. We can't assume that it was tahar because there's two adim saying that it was tamei. Right? And even though there's two adim saying it was tahar, that creates a suffix, but the chazaka goes away. So in this situation, you can't rely on the chazaka anymore. In a regular suffix, where you touch somebody at night, you know if he was alive or not, then you can put him on his chazaka that he was chai, what's it called, before he died. We don't say that the situation was static from the way you found it now. That's probably how it was before. Just the opposite. We say that since he had a chazaka that he was alive, he probably didn't die till the last minute. And when you touched him at night, he was still alive.